Ask an Expert segment continues. And this morning we welcome into the studio CityU Art Gallery Acting Curator, Kelly Joswick. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely to have you in. I'm fine and very excited about the imminent launch of the Mecca Art Collection exhibition. Hoping you can tell us a little more about it.
Well, this is called Reinvigorating the Mecca Collection. It's drawing from a significant Yongle bark collection, bark paintings, sculptures, hollow logs and weavings that have been sitting in storage for more than 30 years at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory, held in trust for the communities of Milingimbi and Ramanginning. So we've been working with CDU Yongle Studies and the communities, Milingimbi and Ramanginning, as a collaborative project, ongoing conservation and documentation project. So this is sort of a culmination, I guess, of this, you know, long-term project. And it's going to be a really beautiful exhibition that's opening to the public on Thursday. The 63 works.
Wow.
Really, you know, looking at ancestral narratives of the region, Wagalag Sisters, Morning Star Story, and other, you know, inherited and clan-based designs on poles. And it really is very beautiful, and I encourage everyone to come and have a look.
We're really lucky in the Northern Territory to have such a connection to such ancient work.
Yes.
And such a beautiful civilization that we can really delve into. And if these pieces have been in storage for 30 years,
yes.
I imagine for some of the artists and the artist's family and so on, this must be a thrill.
It will be quite extraordinary for people. The whole idea is to get the communities to re-engage with the collection. So this is a great opportunity for people to come and see it. And we have invited some representatives from the communities who will be coming in and assisting with some filmed documentation over the next 2 days. And hopefully that documentation will be incorporated into teaching resources for the CDU's Yongle Studies programs. So, you know, it's a really important and exciting project that we've been working on for such time. Yep.
Are we planning on taking this show on the road?
Not at this stage, but there's certainly opportunity for, you know, further discussion to happen around this whole collection. Yeah, so it's a collection of more than 200 works, but we are showing 63. And we've received a whole lot of funding in the last 12 months, you know, from various sources, including the Northern Territory government.
Oh, great.
For conservation, so it's these works have undergone quite extensive conservation, photography, new hanging mechanisms, and now we're doing documentation. So,
Kelly, it must have been incredibly difficult to take 200 works and to bring it, narrow it down into 63. What sort of process is that? How many of you come together to look at what is going to be shown? How is the decisions made?
Well, we actually got together with some people from the communities. They came into the Museum and Art Gallery, and Magnet, as they're known, MAGNT, have been extremely helpful with facilitating our access to the collection. But basically, we looked at, made a decision on the works, the stories that they tell, what works were in good enough condition to withstand travelling.
Right, yeah.
But also, you know, they're just beautiful. People came in and they made a decision. We're trying to have sort of a fairly equal representation of all the clan groups in that whole region of north central Arnhem Land, where Milingimbi and Ramanginning communities are. So it's, you know, it should be quite great.
Do you see a lot of difference and contrast between the art that comes out of the different clans, or are there central themes and feelings that seem to cross across those, barriers, divides?
Absolutely. I mean, every clan has variations. They have their own clan designs, but certainly there's a lot of affiliations as well between clans. So you can see sort of central or core stories weaving through lots of the different works, such as those of the Wagalag Sisters, the different stories, Morning Star Story, Junkawa Sisters, and then there's, you know, Jalambul, so hollow logs, mortuary rituals that are expressed in bark paintings as well.
Wow. Mm. And so opening, you mentioned, was next Thursday?
No, this Thursday, the 28th.
Wow. Brilliant.
Yes, open to the public on Thursday, and we'll also be welcoming David Morgan, who was one of the co-founders of the Mecca Collection in the 1970s. So he'll be here giving a floor talk in the gallery at 12 o'clock on Thursday.
Wow.
It will be very interesting. He'll be talking about the history of the collection and the significance of it. Yeah.
Do we need to reserve a spot for that? Do we need to let you know we're coming?
Everyone is welcome. It's a free event and we encourage everyone to come along. That'll be great.
That's wonderful. And if we look at the title, Mecca, when you what is behind that?
Beg your pardon, I didn't explain. The Mecca Collection stands for Millingimby Educational and Cultural Association.
Lovely.
It was an association that was developed in the 1970s. The whole idea of compiling this collection back then was to be used as part of their bilingual teaching program at the Millingimby School, which was just established in the early 1970s. And then, also, of course, as a community resource, you know, it's a really fabulous asset.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic that something was established in the 70s, and it's almost like when you see things, a time capsule or a snap of what was happening then that we can now explore further today. And it's exciting to think that in another 30 or so years or 40 years that it can continue and grow, because we have such a rich resource of these beautiful artworks.
Mm, absolutely. The amazing thing is that they're in such good condition. They've been held, you know, in storage for so long. They haven't been seen by the wider public before. You know, I think they're really beautiful works.
Yeah.
So everyone will be excited to see them.
You need to pop this into the diary. This coming Thursday from 12, you can go along. Or how long is the exhibition open?
It's open until the 20th of July. So there's ample time to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd be really wonderful if school groups are listening. Do you think that would be appropriate?
It'd be fantastic. Yeah, I'm sure they'd get lots out of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We do have a very full public program, so I encourage people to go onto our website and have a look at what will be, offering.
You'll find those details at cdu.edu.au. Such a pleasure to talk with you. CDU's Art Gallery Acting Curator, Kelly Joswig. This just seems like a beautiful and exciting exhibition, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.